Though, if it wanted water, it could assimilate it directly from the air, or even break down carbohydrates for it. As the line inched along, the prisoners walking back toward the end would scrutinize faces, trying to identify old comrades through the masks of filth and exhaustion. The inevitable happened.
Jimmy? My God, Jimmy?
The changeling looked up.
Hugh.
You're alive,
he said. Just barely, the changeling said. You too.
No, I mean, I saw you get your head chopped off after you pulled the Jap off the truck.
Must have been someone who looked like me.
One of the Japanese guards stepped over and seized Hugh by the shoulder.
Repeat what you just said,
he said in almost perfect English. Hugh cringed.
Thought he looked like somebody?
Repeat, the soldier shook him. The truck.
He looked like someone who pulled a guard off a truck, but he's someone else.
The guard shoved Hugh away and clamped onto the changeling's shoulder and stared.
I buried you. I saw your face in the hole, looking up.
The changeling thought back and realized that he indeed was one of the guards on that detail.
Then how am I alive now?
The man continued staring, the blood draining out of his face. Then he jerked the changeling out of the line and shoved him through the crowd toward a line of white buildings.
Sit!
He pushed the changeling down on a step and shouted something in Japanese. Two young soldiers in clean uniforms scurried over to point their rifles at the changeling's head. It considered doing something to make them shoot and simplify the situation by apparently dying, but it was curious. The guard returned with another familiar face, the officer who had performed the execution. He studied the changeling and laughed.
Do you have a twin?
They say everyone does, somewhere. He stepped forward and fingered what was left of the insignia on Jimmy's uniform.
Not in the same marine detachment, I think.
He said something in Japanese, and the two soldiers prodded the changeling to its feet.
We'll see about you, the officer said. What is your name?
Private First Class William Harrison, sir, it said, and made up a random serial number.
The officer wrote it down painstakingly and barked an order at the privates.
Tomorrow, he added.
By tomorrow, the changeling decided, it would be someone and somewhere else. The privates pushed their prisoner through the door and down a dark corridor. A Filipino jailer, closely observed by a Japanese officer, unlocked a door of heavy iron bars. The changeling quickly memorized both of their faces. A basic plan would be to break out physically and kill one or both of them, and walk out as the officer's doppelganger. The Filipino took the changeling to the last of six cells and locked the old cast-iron barred door. The changeling widened its irises in the darkness and memorized the shape of the key. As the guard walked away, a hoarse voice in the adjacent cell asked,
"What'd they get you for?"
"They haven't said. You?"
"Stole a can of sardines. Say they're going to let me starve."
"We're starving outside anyhow," the changeling said. "At least this is out of the sun."
The key rattled in the door, and the Filipino let the Japanese officer in. He had a riding crop and whipped the changeling's face and shoulders.
"You quiet!"
The changeling heard him do the same next door. The cell had a board for a bed and a bucket for a toilet. The bucket was foul and buzzing with flies. Maggots quietly rustled inside. There was a small open window about 6 inches square up near the ceiling. Only a little light came through. It faced north and was evidently in the shadow of an eave. The man who was sobbing next door was the only other prisoner who was conscious. The changeling could hear one near the jailer's station whose breath was so shallow and ragged he must be near death. It could easily make itself slender enough to slip between the bars. It was also strong enough to bend the bars and widen that space, but that would make noise and leave behind evidence of a prisoner who was not human. There was already too much curiosity about William Harrison. Best to find a way to